Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Think about how much life has changed since 1991. Back then, you had to rewind the VHS tapes. Dial-up internet was a distant dream, and listening to your favorite hosts on demand wasn't even an option. Yet through all that change, Bob's Discount Furniture has kept doing things the Bob's way, offering incredible quality and modern features without inflating their prices. Look at the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa. It packs genuine leather, Bobapedic seating, built-in charging, and handy cup holders all into one setup for just $12.99. For dinner parties, the Homeworks dining set brings clever storage in both the table and bench, keeping your space organized and guests comfy for only $6.99. Plus, their best-selling Cascade bedroom set brings sophisticated reeded details, felt-lined drawers, and convenient USB ports in three stunning finishes. It's proof that top-tier style doesn't need a sky-high price tag. Stop in or shop online at mybobs.com to celebrate 35 years of top-rated style at Bob's Discount Furniture.
201 here on the Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer.
Lugie.
It is after hours here on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Coming up, Mikal Bridges has officially been unlocked. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Plus, what Josh Hart had to say about Philly, so-called sports town. We'll let you listen to that. And we will get into Karl-Anthony Towns and whether or not this is the best basketball of not only his Knick career, of his entire career. But your phone calls first. And the number to join that conversation, once again, is 888-808-1019. We kick it off here this hour with Kenny in Newcastle, Delaware. What's going on, Kenny?
Hey, buddy. How you doing? I haven't called New York Station in a while. I'm from Delaware. But I'll tell you one thing. This kid Brunson for the Knicks, I lost touch with NBA basketball. I don't like it anymore. But, man, this kid Brunson is really good. I think he's the straw that stirs the drink on your team.
Well, listen, he certainly turned, and I appreciate the call, Kenny. He turned the franchise around for sure, no doubt about it. And he's the captain, the star of the team. And Jalen Brunson, you know, the Knicks are only going to go as far as Jalen will take them, along with the other guys on the team. But it starts with Jalen. For sure. And how important he is to this basketball team and how important the acquisition of Jalen Brunson was to this team can't be overstated. Because he's that good, he's that great, and he has now put the Knicks in a position that they haven't been in a very long time, which is year in, year out, consistency, not only in the regular season, but in the playoffs. Back-to-back trips to the Eastern Conference Finals. Now, somebody brought this up the other day to me, and he tweeted at me earlier. And there are a lot of people in the audience that think I sound like Mad Dog. Well, if you think I sound like Mad Dog before this, you're definitely going to think I sound like Mad Dog now. He said Jalen Brunson is already on the Mount Rushmore of Knick players. As great as Brunson has been, as much as he's turned this franchise around, to me, the Mount Rushmore is Clyde, Willis, Ewing, and DeBuscher. You're talking about Hall of Famers. You're talking about three of those guys have won championships. Patrick been in the finals a couple times, albeit 1 year hurt. But still, as great as Brunson is, get to the finals first, and then we could talk about Mount Rushmore. And I understand most of those players I mentioned, bygone era. I get that. And Jalen's right on the doorstep of getting to the Mount Rushmore. But I can't put him on there yet. I'm not putting him on there over Hall of Famers and guys that have won rings. And were considered not only top, they were anniversary teams, these guys. I mean, Dave DeBuscher considered one of the best at his position all time. We know about Willis. We know about Clyde. And yeah, Patrick didn't win a ring. And certainly that's the guy you bump, for sure. But Patrick accomplished more in his Knick career than Jalen has already. Now, Jalen has plenty of time to, you win a championship, you're on there. We know that. But I'm just not ready to put him there yet. Very close, but not there yet. He's past Melo, that's for sure. And I'm a Melo supporter. I know a lot of people aren't, but he's past Melo. Perhaps not for his entire career, because Carmelo, again, is, you know, Hall of Famer. But, and certainly Jalen Brunson is on his way, especially when you consider the team he plays on. And everybody basically gets in the NBA Hall of Fame. No, I'm not really. But you know what I mean. I don't want to discredit people that are in the Hall of Fame. But it does feel like some years you're like, this guy getting the Hall of Fame? Okay. As they look at basketball on a whole, not just what you do in the league. But that, to me, would be my Mount Rushmore. Now, I would lean more on somebody who's watched more of this than I have, you know, been on the planet longer. But that's, to me, I don't know how you can, when you're talking about Hall of Famers, guys that have won multiple championships, guys that are on anniversary teams, you know, in the league, I'm saying, you know, top 50, you know, 50 years of the league, 75 years of the league, been on those anniversary teams. And Jalen hasn't even been to the finals yet, the NBA Finals. This is where I feel like I'm like, dog. I haven't got to the finals yet, but it's the truth. Look, I hope he's on the Mount Rushmore, because guess what? If he's on there, the Knicks have won a championship. And we'll all be celebrating that. And believe me, I'm very much on the cart before the horse kind of guy. That's all good, Eddie. We'll put you back on hold. We'll wash your mouth out with a little bit of soap. All good. You probably didn't know you were on the air there. Not a problem. Kevin in Copeg is on the fan. What's up, Kevin?
I remember like it was yesterday. I called a fan, wanted to talk some Knicks. Mike Fliegelman told me, we're not talking Knicks, man. They're awful.
They're awful, yes. Imagine. I know. Well, listen, I don't blame Fleegs at that point. You know, there's a pecking order in this town. And right now, the Knicks are at the top of the food chain.
That's why I lied to him, because I want to talk. I know fans built on negative. My Mets, man, my summer's like ruined. 10 games.
Kev, here, why would you, my thing to this though, Kevin, why would you admit that you lied? You might have been able to get more through if you didn't telegraph it. If you had just started talking, because I've said this before, and this is just me, sometimes I get in autograph mode, like Ricky Bobby. The start of the conversation, I am just talking here, boom, 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 boom. We go quickly to the conversation. Now, I could catch when you curse, but I may space out for a second or two. You might have been able to slip in a few things, and before I realize it, I go, wait a second, he's not talking about the Knicks. And you might have been able to get some of your frustrations out on the air. But you can't, you know, there's plenty of time to talk about whatever it is that you wanted to talk about. I have a sneaky suspicion you wanted to talk about another sports team here, which we have plenty of time to do. But tonight, it's a Knick night. Now, let's go back to Eddie. Eddie, you're ready to go right now. No more cussing, please. It's a children's program at 2 in the morning. Yes.
Tommy.
Hey.
first-time caller. My apologies. I was just excited, and you caught me off guard.
First-time caller and right out of the gate with a curse? There's got to be a Hall of Fame for that, callers. First time you called and you cursed. Well, you know what, Eddie? That makes you special. We'll always remember you for that one.
Listen, man, I've been listening to your show for a long time. I want to say you are actually my favorite show to listen to. I love when I catch you when I'm in the car late night.
Means a lot. Appreciate that. Thank you.
And I think you have the most realistic view on all of the sports teams, how they're going. I'm a big football fan. I love basketball. Don't know a lot about baseball, but I support all New York teams. So when I listen to you, I understand what's really happening. I appreciate your show.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Thank you.
All right. Now, to the Knicks. Yes. Yes. I love the sweep. And I'm going to say I think this is our best chance to do everything that we want to do and get to the finals. I think we can actually take Detroit. I am concerned. But that turnaround, when we went 2-0 in the Hawks and they got that stuff together and we've been on that streak since, if they can play like this, we can beat this team that we haven't beat the whole season. We beat everybody in the NBA except for this team. And I'm like, woof. Now we're going to see them because I believe that Detroit are going to get past Cleveland.
But yeah, we're sharing a brain on that one for sure. What I would say, Eddie, and if you've listened to the show like you have, you've heard me say this once, you've heard me say it a million times. I put zero stock in the regular season matchups between the Knicks and the Pistons this past year. It has no carryover. It means absolutely nothing. Look at the way the Knicks are playing right now. This is a totally different team. Now, one thing Detroit has, and they earned it, is home court. So the Knicks are going to have to do something that they didn't do a lot this year, and that is go on the road and have a tremendous amount of success. Now, they could obviously hold serve at home, but they're going to have to get one in Detroit, and we know it's not going to be easy there. The fans are going to be up for it. It's a great building. That's a great fan base. But this is a totally different animal, especially when you consider, Eddie, the pressure. Like, the Pistons don't know what they're in for here this next round. The pressure.
That's right.
It's one thing to be the one seed. It's another thing to get to the finals, you know?
Mm-hmm. They haven't played this team. They played that team that we were playing, we were in a good spot, and we were rotating these guys. You know, they didn't always get the full squad, and these guys coming off the bench, putting in the work, and, oh, man, I'm just ready for it. And I like that we get these extra days rest. I really do hope that who are they playing? Cleveland? I hope Cleveland gets them again. I want them to play a nice long series and get all worn out and let us get rest and not lose. And, like this.
I think Cleveland is going to get them again. Remember, Orlando took them to 7. I'm not sure if this one's going 7, but I don't think it's going to go 5. Six. I think Detroit wins this series in 6. I think Cleveland gets, actually, I think they're going to get this next game and then they're going to lose a 2 in a row.
Okay. I'm with you. I'm with you on 6. I don't care which one it is, but I want them to get one more. And, man, I'm done. I just appreciate your show. You'll hear from me again when I feel like it's time to talk about something. Well, at least probably during this series. We'll talk again.
Good.
Yeah, man. Keep doing your thing. I hear you.
All right, Eddie. Appreciate the call, man. Sorry to cut you off there. I thought you stuck the landing. That's why. All good. Yeah, no, I look forward to hearing from you. Always love to hear from new callers, especially if you've been listening for a while. Always great to chop it up.
Fall is a vibe. So, what's yours? Do you go wild? Or get a little nostalgic? Do you like to cozy up indoors? Or kick it outdoors? Whatever you fall for, get shoes that get you. We've got the trends. You bring the vibes. DSW, let us surprise you.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety, Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Think about how much life has changed since 1991. Back then, you had to rewind the VHS tapes. Dial-up internet was a distant dream, and listening to your favorite hosts on demand wasn't even an option. Yet through all that change, Bob's Discount Furniture has kept doing things the Bob's way, offering incredible quality and modern features without inflating their prices. Look at the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa. It packs genuine leather, Bobapedic seating, built-in charging, and handy cup holders all into one setup for just $12.99. For dinner parties, the Homeworks dining set brings clever storage in both the table and bench, keeping your space organized and guests comfy for only $6.99. Plus, their best-selling Cascade bedroom set brings sophisticated reeded details, felt-lined drawers, and convenient USB ports in three stunning finishes. It's proof that top-tier style doesn't need a sky-high price tag. Stop in or shop online at mybobs.com to celebrate 35 years of top-rated style at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The regular season matchups all year long between the Knicks and Pistons, because I've said it, I said it before they played, I literally said it after I was on the air when they played, days later, sometimes when the Knicks weren't even playing the Pistons or even had them on this, I just would bring it up because I believe in it. Nothing we saw in the regular season between those two teams means anything if and when they were going to meet in the playoffs. You have a Piston team off of last year who I'm sure in many ways felt wrong in that series. They felt like a couple calls went against them. They probably felt like they were the better team. It was a hard-fought, tough, physical series. And the Pistons played their ass off. It was very impressive. And I believe they went into this year not only with something to prove to the rest of the league, but to the Knicks themselves. And every game between these two, it was a total, utter dismantling of the Knicks. You could hear it in the crowd. You could tell by the players' body language. It meant so much more to the Pistons because they wanted to get their lick back from the playoffs, even though you don't get it back in the regular season. But they put all their full maximum effort into those games. The fans gave their full maximum effort in their cheering and their showing up for those games. And that's why they steamrolled the Knicks. Because the Knicks are looking at those games like, okay, whatever. We don't have anything to prove to you. We knocked you out last year. And if we see you again, we'll do it again. Because we feel like we're the more talented team, more experienced. And we understand what we're getting ourselves into because we've been there before. You really haven't. You're still gaining that experience. Year, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, they get another star with Cade. All of a sudden, Detroit could be where the Knicks are at right now. They're not there yet. They deserve and earned my respect by getting the one seed, and I don't think they're a pushover. I don't think the Knicks will beat them in a sweep or five games or anything like that. But this is a whole nother ball game that they're about to enter. If they get by Cleveland, which I think they will, but if. Because they were lucky to get by Orlando. They did, but they were very fortunate. When you are four wins away from a date with probably the defending champs, certainly with whomever comes out of the West, and you are representing the East in the finals, four wins away from that, And you're a team that does not have a ton of experience in the playoffs. Now, a guy like Duncan Robinson, who they brought in this year, and he's had a really good year, and he certainly sticks it to the Knicks a lot, and will be a pain in the ass, as he always is. Will hit a ton of threes. One playoff series last year is not enough to match what the Knicks are bringing to the table playoff-wise experience and playoff experience-wise. So it is a whole new, different ball game for Detroit, because this is the team that they have circled and they've been looking forward to, not only beating in the regular season, but giving the Knicks the taste of what the Pistons had last year. That sat in their throat and was just an awful, vile taste for months. They've been waiting for this, where for the Knicks, it's always just been about the mission, getting to the finals. Detroit is just nameless, faceless team. But Detroit, it's personal. With Knicks, it's strictly business. And sometimes when it is personal, emotions get in the way. And you can do things that is uncharacteristic of your team. Because the playoffs is all about channeling that emotion and sometimes harnessing that emotion or sometimes keeping that emotion at bay. Because it is a long series, because it is ebb and flow, and because you have to keep it business. It can't be personal. I don't fear the Pistons. I've been saying that for months. I'll continue to say it. I don't fear them. I respect them. I don't fear them. I was not going to bend the knee. I was not going to wave the white flag. I was not going to say, here you go, Detroit Pistons. Enjoy the finals. Let us know how it is. No way. I've said it time and time and time and time again. And now that we are basically on the doorstep of this long-awaited rematch, my stance on it is not going to waver. And that is that the Knicks are just better. They're more experienced. They have more cohesiveness because of the chemistry that they've had. And they just have more on the line. And that will show next round. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Coming up, Mikal Bridges has been unlocked. Let's go to Tony in Montreal. What's up, Tony?
How you doing, Lopes?
Good, good. What's happening?
Listen, real quick, I got a double parlay tonight. Montreal won 5-2, and the Knicks, the team I really love, won tonight, and they smashed Philly. Am I right in these stats? 93 points on a starting five and 51 off the bench and 59 rebounds, total rebounds to 43. That means that's a total team, Luke.
Yep.
That means that whoever built that team, I'm sorry, that's a brain trust. The gentleman that put that team together, however you have been mentioning, and I've been listening to you for about 2 hours now, the brain trust in Montreal put that team together in less than 4 years, and the brain trust in the New York's Knicks front office put that team together.
Leon Rose, you're saying. Yeah, Leon Rose with the Knicks.
Yeah, and I gotta give him kudos because, like, this guy Brunson, I said about maybe a couple of months ago, I thought this guy Brunson was a superb athlete, and he looked like a hockey player on the ice. That's my compliment to him.
Well, he's a tough guy, for sure.
A compliment.
Yeah, no, I think it's a compliment. I think when you think about the toughness, but yeah, Brunson, because of his, he's not the tallest guy, he's not the biggest guy, but he plays with a ton of heart, and he plays with a ton of size, so in many ways, he is like a hockey player, where he is just all heart, and he uses what, you know, he's not 7 foot, but he's created a great career for himself, and he is in many ways on the doorstep, perhaps, of becoming the king of New York again, Tone.
And I believe that, because when I look at players like that, teams like that, that love each other, like the starting five and even the bench, you guys in New York are lucky, because that reminds me back of the old teams in New York in the 70s, the great teams that you guys had.
Oh, yeah.
And this team today.
Depth.
You know, when you had Walt Frazier, you know, you had a king, right? So I think Brunson, as far as I'm concerned, Brunson could be the next king of New York. What I mean by that is, if this kid can do and drag that team through a championship, he will live forever in New York. He will be the Mark Messi of New York.
Yeah, 100%.
Because this guy, Lugi, you know, you got guys in Montreal like me loving Brunson. I'm the Montreal Knicks, let's say, fan club.
You're the president. Yep.
I'm a fan club of one. Yep. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm impressed. And, you know, for me to be listening, I'm like, I'm between hockey game and basketball. I go, okay, what's going on with the Knicks? And you know what? You guys turned me on to basketball. The only thing I liked about basketball was college basketball before pros.
Well, listen, you're also living in an era now where the Knicks are just, and I appreciate the call, Tone, you're living in a great era of Knicks basketball. So it's easy to jump on the, well, essentially what you've done, which is jump on the bandwagon, which is okay. I've said this a million times. There's always room on the bandwagon. It's a bandwagon town. And even if you're not from the town, we still welcome you in as a bandwagon town to jump on the bandwagon. Now, you brought up a bunch of stats from the game, and the one that stands out the most to me, which is really a hallmark of why this team is different this year, and that is the bench points. Bench points, which was an issue in the years past. How many playoff games and series did we see the Knicks bench get outscored? Time and time and time and time again. And now, this year, it's the Knicks bench that is flexing their muscles. And they are outscoring their opponents. It was the Knicks depth that was a huge reason why they swept this series against the Sixers, who had no depth. Bench points, not only having the bench, which is a credit to Leon Rose, the architect of the Knicks, for bringing Shamet back, for trading for Alvarado, for bringing in Clarkson, a guy who's won a Sixth Man of the Year. And even though Clarkson at times fell out of the rotation, he's a vet. He's a guy that is, by all accounts, a great dude to have in the locker room. Always kept his spirits super high. I mean, this is a guy that was used to getting buckets, used to getting minutes, Sixth Man of the Year, like I said. Brought here to New York, I'm sure he figured, I'm going to hit the ground running. I'm going to have this great season. I'm going to be a huge contributor all year long. And that wasn't always the case. But he stayed ready to go. And now, when Mikal was struggling, he and Alvarado stepped in brilliantly. And now that Mikal Bridges has been unlocked, Clarkson is still getting it done. And he has been a tremendous addition, not only for the vibes, not only for the locker room, but when given that opportunity. Because he could be that up and down. You could get the good Jordan Clarkson, you could get the bad Jordan Clarkson. You never quite know what Jordan Clarkson you're going to get. Well, so far in this run, you're getting the good Jordan Clarkson. And you hope that continues. Same thing with a guy like Alvarado. At points, fell out of the rotation. Obviously not here the entire season. But at times it was, hey, we're going to give Deuce the ball. He's going to run the point where Alvarado's more of the true point guard. But Jose's another guy who, at a moment's notice, is ready to rock. And when called upon, when Bridges was struggling, he stepped up. And now that Bridges has been unleashed, unlocked, Alvarado is still doing his thing. Landry Shamet, a guy that has been a pro's pro for a long time. I was screaming for Shamet last year over and over and over again. I'm like, this guy can contribute. Put him out there. He's not going to embarrass himself. He's not a young player. He knows what he's doing. The Knicks have depth, but more importantly, they are utilizing that depth this year so that when they get to, and I, all year long and all last year too, I said it a million times, you got to play the guys, you got to play your full team, because when you get to the playoffs, you want to make sure that everybody at a moment's notice is going to be good to go. And it's not going to be trying to square peg round hole it. It's not going to be, well, this guy hasn't played really all year. There's no chemistry. We're going to throw DeLon Wright in there when the team is down and on sports life support. But even through all the trial and tribulations and guys falling out of the rotation, at least guys like Clarkson, Shamet, who obviously went through some injury stuff, but Alvarado, they played enough and they had enough chemistry within this team, not only in the locker room but on the court, to where when we get to the playoffs, they have the ability to perform and perform at a high level and give the Knicks much needed help when Bridges was struggling, when Anunoby was down. Because both of those instances, if they didn't have the depth or didn't want to utilize the depth, could have been the undoing of the Knicks, whether it be in this series or the following one. But now you're confident in, even if a star struggles a little bit or somebody gets banged up, you know you can go to this bench. You're rolling about 10 deep now. So you can match the Pistons. You could certainly match the Thunder, who love to go 10 deep as well. And one of the big reasons for their success is the fact that they have so much depth. Those are the ingredients to win a championship. Talent, they have. Experience, they have. Defense, they're playing their asses off. And depth. They have all of those ingredients. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is a loogie here in the late night. Coming up, Mikal Bridges has been unlocked. We'll also get to Karl Anthony Towns and whether or not he's playing the best basketball of his career. We'll get into what Josh Hart had to say about Philly and their embarrassing weekend, to say the least. So there's a lot to do and a lot of hours to do it. I got you for another 2.5 here on The Fan, going all the way up till 5 a.m. The warm-up show with Al and Jerry, come your way at that time. The phone number to call the conversation. And by the way, if you went to Philly this past weekend, love to hear from you. 888-808-1019. It is After Hours, Luke in the Late Night here on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient. Now in a pill. And now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to row.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Think about how much life has changed since 1991. Back then, you had to rewind the VHS tapes. Dial-up internet was a distant dream, and listening to your favorite hosts on demand wasn't even an option. Yet through all that change, Bob's Discount Furniture has kept doing things the Bob's way, offering incredible quality and modern features without inflating their prices. Look at the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa. It packs genuine leather, Bobapedic seating, built-in charging, and handy cup holders all into one setup for just $12.99. For dinner parties, the Homeworks dining set brings clever storage in both the table and bench, keeping your space organized and guests comfy for only $6.99. Plus, their best-selling Cascade bedroom set brings sophisticated reeded details, felt-lined drawers, and convenient USB ports in three stunning finishes. It's proof that top-tier style doesn't need a sky-high price tag. Stop in or shop online at mybobs.com to celebrate 35 years of top-rated style at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
2:33 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. It is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. We'll get back to those calls in just one second. But first, The Fan Focus. It is presented by Chef IQ. Cooking easy as 1, 2, 3. Discover how at chefiq.com. Mikal Bridges will always be linked to the number five. Five draft picks. You gave up all these picks for Mikal Bridges. You can't hear Mikal Bridges' name without the amount of picks the Knicks gave up for him. It's just part of his story. It's a part of his journey. It's a part of his narrative as a Knick player. Much like when a guy signs a massive contract. You heard this a lot about Lindor early on in his Met career. Especially in a major media market like New York. If a player gets paid a ton of money and it is perceived that they don't deserve all that money, or if a player is traded and acquired, I should say, for a bunch of picks and the fans deem that player not worthy of that, it's going to stick on those players like glue. Now, we know Lindor was able to overcome it in 2024 as soon as he was moved to the leadoff spot, went on an MVP-level season. And that changed the narrative around him, I guess, till the start of this year. But he certainly, not even that wasn't like what he got early on with the thumbs down and all that. And here you have Mikal Bridges, who, and I think the fact that the other fan base in town, the Net fan, they have an invested interest in this. They have a emotion attached to it. So they're involved as well. And anytime you could bring in multiple fan bases around here and it's centered around a player, it will only heighten the discourse around him, which is what we got for years with Bridges. He's not worth all those picks. The Knicks were fleeced. Leon Rose, his first misstep was trading for Bridges. It cost us Giannis. The Knicks could have had Giannis. They're stuck with Bridges. He's a Jag. He's just a guy. He's not the final Infinity Stone. He's not the missing piece. He's not the player that you take the big swing on. Because that's what it was. It was a big swing by Leon Rose to acquire Mikal Bridges. I remember that night like it was yesterday. I remember being at Citi Field. I remember, ironically enough, it was a Subway Series game, which we will have this weekend, the first installment of it in 2026. I remember the reaction. You could hear it in the stadium because it happened during the game. You got that great drive home Rico from Evan Roberts where he just cursed his way through the parking lot for the first 15 minutes. I remember walking out of Citi Field with Met fans and Yankee fans who don't agree on anything, and all you could hear was "Let's go Knick" chants from Met fans and Yankee fans. So for one brief moment, I suppose there was peace. I say all the time there'll never be peace. I guess for 1 second there, or a couple seconds as we were all walking out of Citi Field, there was peace. But I was on cloud nine because Bridges was a guy that I had talked about forever coming to the Knicks as being that final Infinity Stone, getting a chance to reunite with his Villanova brethren. And I remember having the arguments with Evan on Evan and Tiki and him telling me it's never going to happen and him telling the audience it's never going to happen. So the satisfaction of not only getting the player, but for proving him wrong. It was just one of those great moments. And of course, the Mets were playing good baseball. So everything was really clicking for me as a sports fan. It was just one of those really exciting, memorable New York sports moments that we all felt. Then the game started. And Mikal Bridges underwhelmed. Had a few moments in the playoffs last year. Certainly ones that helped the Knicks, for sure. Some clinching moments against the Pistons and against the Celtics. But overall, consistency-wise, regular season, playoffs, the player that you thought you were getting, the player that Leon Rose thought he was getting, the player that you would take the big swing on and give up all those picks for because you feel like he is the missing piece. Because not only what he could do defensively, and he's an Iron Man, plays every day. He's a great defender, great wing defender, but also his ability to score. So you're adding another scorer to this team to go along with Brunson, to go along with Cat, to go along with Anunoby. And that would give you an elite offensive starting five, and you are now taking an elite defender and pairing him with Anunoby. And the idea of having both of those guys, not just one, but two elite wing defenders, that is the recipe for a championship, especially when you couple them with elite scorers like Cat and Brunson. It felt like a match made in heaven. That's why many, if not all of us as Knicks fans, wanted that trade to happen. It's why Net fans didn't want to trade him because they knew Bridges was really good. And obviously when you see the haul, both sides should have been happy because one side got a ton of picks and they're rebuilding. And the other side is trying to win a championship in a window that is for, I mean, I wish it was a little bit bigger, but it's a little bit smaller for my liking, but it is the window. And you were just waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting for Mikal Bridges to be unlocked. And who knows if Bridges had a hand in Tibbs getting fired. Who knows if he was one of the players that didn't necessarily have the nicest things to say about Tibbs and didn't want him back. Because Mikal did underperform under Tibbs. So that would make sense. It would add up. And then when you hire Mike Brown, I remember saying it at the time, Mike Brown was brought here and will unlock Mikal Bridges. I thought he'd have a big year. I even said he could make the All-Star team. Like, I was on the Bridges hype train as I'd been on from the beginning. Because I knew how he could be such a productive player for this team. Not just a guy, but a major contributor to a championship. And at times, it was just frustrating to watch him where he would disappear, not be aggressive offensively, have 0 points in a playoff game, which is impossible, yet he made the impossible possible. And at times, the body language stunk and the lack of aggression was frustrating because you know the talent existed. And even if he did the little things, you know what we hear about Abdul Carter in his rookie year. Well, you just, if you watch the tape, you saw this, and he didn't necessarily have sacks, but he impacted. It's like, come on, hold on. You draft Carter where you drafted him to get double-digit sacks. You trade all those picks for Bridges for him to contribute in a big-time way, not just in the little things that nobody notices. And it felt like we would be waiting forever to the point where you start to lower the bar and say, all right, dude, you know what? Block a shot here, steal a pass here, play lockdown defense there. Maybe you hit a big three. That was where the bar was being lowered to. And if you remember in game two against the Hawks, McCollum misses the free throw, no timeouts for the Knicks, even though the broadcast didn't get the memo. Hart gets the rebound, Brunson double-teamed, gets the ball out to Mikal. He has an opportunity to be the hero. He misses the shot. I didn't criticize him for not getting to the basket, but I heard some people did. Either way, he missed the shot. Who cares what shot he takes? If he hits it, that's all that matters. And that felt like, and then the following game, he had 0 points. So game two, misses the game-winning shot. Game three, 0 points. And at that moment, it felt like the lowest of Mikal Bridges' Knicks tenure. The team is down 2-1. He missed a shot in game two that could have put the Knicks in the driver's seat in that series and then followed it up with a dud of duds. I mean a dud of duds in game three. One of the worst playoff performances you could ever see. absolutely atrocious. He had more turnovers in that game than he did points, rebounds, assists. And then he followed that up with better games against the Hawks. Better, but still not great. Still not what you're looking for. Defense was there, but the point totals were awful. 8 points, 7 points. That's not why you bring in Mikal Bridges. You want him to be an 18-point scorer. Even in this offense where JB's got to get his, Cat's got to get his, Ananobi's got to get his, you have a bench now that's got to get theirs, there's still plenty of food on the table for Bridges to eat. The team puts up 140 points. So there's plenty to go around. But it takes aggression and it takes confidence. The game is there. Love Bridges' mid-range game. Always have. Be nice if he got to the free throw line once every century. He never gets to the free throw line, ever, but okay. You were just waiting for it. And then in that clincher against the Hawks, 24 points. And he's followed it up with 17, 18, 23, and then 12 in limited minutes here because it was a blowout. And I said Bridges was turning the corner. He's turned it. He's been unlocked. And the Mikal Bridges we've been waiting for has arrived. And when Mikal Bridges is playing at this level, the Knicks are unstoppable. And they've been unstoppable ever since he flipped, pretty much. They've gone completely in the other direction in a positive way because it adds another element to this offense. We know what he could do defensively. And for the most part, that's always been consistent with him. But that's not, you don't give up all those picks for a guy that just plays defense. Unless you are an all-time defensive player. And even then, you want them to chip in a little bit offensively. Not have playoff games where you have 0 points. Because if he's not being aggressive, he's not shooting, like I said, he doesn't get to the line. So he's got no way to generate any offense. And sometimes he's felt like a guy that has been miscast and sort of not comfortable in his own skin within this offense. Those days are gone now. And if he continues to play like this and the Knicks win a championship, they could have given up 45 picks. It wouldn't have mattered. And think about where they sent the picks. Do you really have confidence that those picks are going to turn into anything? Okay, they had a rough day. That's two shots at them. The first shot was justified. That one wasn't. But a guy like Mikal Bridges, who's had a lot of naysayers, a lot of doubters, a lot of detractors, he is silencing now all of those critics. And credit Mike Brown for, because I don't think anybody, including myself, would have argued if they took him out of the starting lineup. I wouldn't have said anything. How could you? How could you justify this guy being in the start? Excuse me, because I don't want to concede that the trade might have been a bad one. Please keep him in the starting lineup. Like, at what point do you just say enough? If it's not working out. Because yes, I believed in the player, but at some point, you want to see it on a consistent level and not just, 8 points, he had a nice block shot. No, this Bridges is what you wanted to see, the one we've gotten over the last six games. And the guy I believe we're going to see going forward, which is more aggressive, confident. You know, Mikal Bridges was the best player in the series for the Knicks. Right there. If he wasn't the best, he was right there. That's how good he played. And that's how good he's playing right now. Great he's playing. He's been unbelievable. And considering where he was after game three, where it was missing the game winner in game two, 0 points in game three, talks of him being benched, that's a hell of a response. So Bridges, of course, deserves a ton of credit. And Mike Brown deserves a ton of credit for sticking with him. because I have a sneaky suspicion if Bridges went to the bench, we might not have ever seen anything productive out of him again. And maybe Mike Brown believing in him is exactly what Bridges needed, that fine, like a confidence boost of, boy, okay? Because how the heck could you, I'm sure Mikal thought he was going to get benched or limited role coming off the bench. Maybe not completely, but just not a guy you have in the starting rotation. Because the Knicks have the depth. They could put somebody else in there easily. This is a team that talked about having Josh Hart come off the bench going into the year. Mitchell Robinson starting for most teams. So when you're on the Knicks and the depth they have, you know, guys have to take lesser roles. It is what it is. That's what most championship teams are about, or teams that have championship aspirations. So I credit both of those gentlemen, Mike Brown and Bridges, for this, because I believe Bridges has finally been unlocked. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Now, as far as Cat, because to me, he's in a similar category to Bridges, just because he was part of the shaking up of this roster. That was an extremely popular group. It was a gritty, scrappy, lay your heart and guts out on the court type of team. But when Cat came in, when Bridges came in, and others left, when Aranda left, when Adebo left, when Ihart, albeit in free agency, gone. Certain players that were really beloved, especially for their toughness, for their heart. When these two players were brought in, who are more skilled, but they bring a different type of style and a different type of body language to the court than some of those other players did, when they don't get it done, they're going to be heavily criticized. Heavily. And you start to get those labels, well, maybe they're not made for New York, maybe they're not, you know, we had these other guys, and those guys are made for New York, not these guys. And Leon Rose, who was brilliant in building this team, he might have been a little bit too big for his britches. He might have overstepped. He might have overplayed his hand. He might have, because you have, this is what they had. They had those two moves to kind of shake things up. And they kind of go hand in hand. Getting Cat and getting Bridges. And giving up the picks, giving up Randall, giving up Devo. And Cat certainly had his struggles in the first half of the season. And I attribute it to a mental thing. I think he was just frustrated and kind of living in his feels because of the Giannis stuff. I think that bothered him. I think that affected him. And you saw it on the court, especially offensively. I mean, Karl Anthony Towns was nowhere near the player that he has been throughout his career. What you saw in the first half. Certainly through December. It was just not good. And then the trade deadline came and went. And I think Karl Anthony Towns obviously realized, I'm not going anywhere. Giannis is no longer in the conversation. That cloud over our heads, especially mine, is no longer here. I am now a part of, because there were talks of, well, does he get along with Brown? Where is the chemistry between Brunson and Cat? Why is Cat not getting his touches? Why is he not getting his shots? And that was still a conversation in the playoffs early on in the Hawks series. They seem to have now flushed all those things down the toilet. But it was still a conversation. It's the same thing with Bridges early on in that Hawks series. It was, why is Cat not getting the ball? Why is he not getting to the line? Why are they not running the offense through him? He has a major size advantage over Atlanta. They can't deal with him. Why is he not the focus? What's going on here? Whose fault is it? Is it Brown's? Is it Brunson's? Is it the Cats? And look, whenever that was the case, I always blamed all three of them, to be honest with you. I think they're all accountable for Cat not always getting his looks, not always getting his touches. I don't think there's a villain in there. I think it's all three. Brown could draw up better plays. Brunson can distribute the ball to Cat a little bit better. And Cat could be more demonstrative in wanting and demanding the basketball. Which we know is not in his personality. But at some point, you got to at least show a little sign of that if you're not getting what's rightfully yours and what is best for this team, because what's best for this team is when everybody is touching the ball. But especially Kat, I mean, you're seeing all these triple doubles. You're seeing not only the passing, but the shooting, the rebounding. You know, Karl-Anthony Towns is one of the most gifted basketball players that I've ever seen. To be that big and to be that great of a shooter and also be able to be an excellent passer, an excellent rebounder, and when he wants to, an excellent defensive player when he wants to. It's not always been the case, but it's certainly been the case lately. But getting over that, what I believed, and maybe Kat will talk about this at some point. He really hasn't addressed it, nor should he have to. It's something more down the line. That's an off-season conversation. But what was really going on there when he was having his struggles this year? My diagnosis is it was a Giannis thing. Understandably, too. Here you are, you're sitting there, you're a local guy, you're on the Knicks, you're coming off a run of the Eastern Conference Finals. And all we heard about in the summer and as the season's starting is Giannis. It's like, what? If you're calling Anthony Towns, you're sitting there going, but I just got the, I've been to the Eastern Conference Finals and the Western Conference Finals. I'm not good enough? And Karl Anthony Towns was the best player in that Pacers series, by the way. So I think that wore on him. I think that affected him. I think it bothered him. And that might have led to some of the, if there were any uncomfortableness or whatever between him and Brown or maybe some of his teammates. Who the hell knows? Only they know. All of it is pure speculation. But what isn't pure speculation is that he wasn't playing well at all. And he looked like what for sure is the best, is the worst run of his career with the Knicks, that's for sure. And in all likelihood, the worst run of his career, period. But he turned that around in a major way. And when he's getting his looks and he's getting his touches, much like when Bridges is unlocked, this team is unstoppable. And that's why they're putting up 140 points in closeout games. And they're completely and utterly dismantling any team that's in their path, as they are now eight wins shy of a title. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We'll continue the conversation with the Knicks. We'll continue the conversation with Karl Anthony Towns. We will let you know what Josh Hart had to say about the city of Philadelphia and why Josh Hart is just the absolute best. We'll talk about the Mitchell Robinson Revenge Tour as well. That's all coming up here in the next hour, the 3 a.m. hour of After Hours, plus your phone calls. If you'd like to join the conversation, the phone number is 888-808-1019. It's Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D.
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Getting a data center online takes precision. Graybar helps you stage, schedule, and deliver the critical products you need to keep projects on time. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.